happy to be joined now by Victoria Tenzing. She's the founding partner of DeGeneva and Tenzing. And importantly, this morning, she represents an FBI informant who, until last night, had a non-disclosure agreement forced upon him by the FBI. He wants to testify about what he knows about Russia, uranium, and the Obama administration. He'll have a chance to do that before Congress. Now, Victoria, thank you for joining us this morning. Can you tell us, how did you find out about this? How did this all go down yesterday?
I was called by the FBI counsel early in the morning, and we kind of talked about what we thought that should be said and how it should be relayed. But, for example, I did not want my client's name to be put in it, and he was very professional and very agreeable. And as I was driving down to Fox last night to do Hannity, it came on my email. So there you are.
So tell us about the nature of what he's allowed to say now. Is this a blanket lifting of his time as an FBI informant, or is this a conditional that he can only say certain things?
No, it's a different limitation. He is allowed to say anything about all of this to the Judiciary Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, and the House Oversight Committee, to the chairman and ranking members and one staff member. So it's a limitation on who he can tell it to. But that's fine with me, because the regular process is for him to have an informal interview with these people before he would ever testify.
Given how fresh this news is, do you have any sense of what the schedule is for when he would begin his testimony with Congress?
Well, it's not going to be for 2 weeks, because Joe DeGeneva and I are going to California starting Sunday. So we're not going to be around until after 2 weeks.
Okay, so it'll be at least 2 weeks from now. Okay.
Yes.
Is there a reason why we still don't know his name while he is still unnamed?
Yes, because the Russians have threatened him. And up until just last night, the U.S. government had threatened him.
So, when you say the U.S. government has threatened him, who in the U.S. government?
Lawyers working on the case to the his former lawyer in 2016 when he filed a civil case. And he was told if he didn't dismiss the case, his reputation and liberty were in jeopardy.
And this is the Obama administration. Anyone in the Trump administration or just the Obama administration?
No, I had never gone to anybody in the Trump administration. I went to Senator Grassley because I thought that his asking for the release of the NDA was much more powerful than my asking.
So, Victoria, if he was to decide to not worry about the Russian side of this, which he probably should be worried about, and just release his name publicly, he would be in violation of the NDA he has with the FBI?
No, the NDA is now kaput.
Oh, completely.
Over.
I see.
Well, I mean, he could talk publicly. We wouldn't want him to do that at this point. So the limitation on it is of no moment to me at this time.
So your client has taken some sort of precautions. You don't have to get into details about it, but precautions beyond hiding his identity in order to stay away from some Russian observation and access?
We talk about that a lot, yes.
Okay. Interesting. So tell me and refresh, if you will, for our listeners, what he will testify about when he speaks to these members of Congress.
He worked undercover from 2009 and basically 2014 for the FBI in the Iranian company, the Russian Iranian company here in the United States. And this was the company that was asking the U.S. government to allow it to purchase 20% of our uranium. And even though my client had been working undercover for well over a year, in October 2010, the U.S. government, the Obama administration, the Hillary State Department, said it was all right for these corrupt people that the U.S. government knew were giving bribes and kickbacks. It was all right for them to buy 20% of our uranium.
Right, and the reason...
It's appalling.
And the reason your client was undercover was because he saw bribery going on leading up to this and decided, hey, I'm going to go to the FBI with this information.
Yeah, he started out with a contract with them, and he didn't think, you know, yeah, I've got a contract at so much a month. And then after he got into it about a month or two, he was asked to give half of his salary, He wasn't, buckets of money were not brought into him to disperse. He would say, pay or play. That's the old pay or play. If you want to stay under this contract, you have got to give out money every month, 50% of your salary. So that's when he went to the FBI. And he said, I could either walk out and not and get another job. I don't want to do that. I want to come and report this because I'm a patriotic citizen. And they said, good, would you please continue to work there and work undercover, and we will guide you and you can report everything that's going on.
So in his role as an informant, he helped spur an actual FBI investigation. And that investigation ended how?
Well, strangely enough, even though the CFIUS authorization occurred in October 2010, the government waited 4 more years to bring indictments against a couple of the people involved, and then they were allowed to plea to a much more minor cause than the money laundering, which they should have been charged with.
So in the midst of an active investigation, the Uranium One deal was approved, and it wasn't until several years later that the indictments were brought.
Four years later, Vince, and this is a significant fact. During 2009 to 2010, the FBI was telling my client that President Obama was being briefed on his activity, his undercover activity. So the Obama administration well knew that this corruption was going on, and yet sold 20% of our uranium.
My last question on this testimony: should we expect that it will be done in secret, that we won't know about it until it's over?
Well, we don't know. I have not had a chance to physically touch all of the materials. Every time I talk with him, he gives me answers and provides me the necessary documents. So I'm very confident that there's a lot of material there. The process will be, it will not be in public, at least in the first couple of stages, and then we'll have to see where it's going to go.
All right, Victoria Tenzing, thank you for joining us on a pivotal morning for that case as we keep watching the bribery scheme and what your client's going to be able to testify to Congress. Appreciate it very much.